On Friday, April 5th, an all-new-look edition of the prestigious Italian Jesuit journal La Civiltà Cattolica will be presented at the Vatican Press Office, alongside the first digital version available for download by subscribers. Founded back in 1850 by a group of Jesuits in Naples, it's Italy's longest-running magazine, dealing not just with the life of the Church, but also with cutting-edge political, economic, cultural, scientific and social issues from a broadly Christian perspective. The new edition of the magazine is also aiming to reach a younger and more international audience, as I found out when I visited La Civiltà Cattolica's headquarters and spoke to the editor, Jesuit Father Antonio Spadaro.
Civiltà Cattolica was founded in 1850, so it's the oldest Italian journal or magazine, if you prefer to use this word. And it was founded by a group of Jesuits, and it was founded in Naples. At the time, Italy was not just a nation, but a group of nations, different nations. But the review was spread out everywhere in Italy, so it was an international publication. But they helped Italy to grow up as a nation because they used Italian as a language and not Latin, as the other ecclesiastical cultural review at that time.
So we can say it was ahead of its time in those days.
Absolutely. They've been very innovative. Of course, La Civiltà Cattolica was born against Italy. So it's against the unity of Italy and in defense of the Pope, of course. And we are still in defense of the Pope, as usual. This is our tradition. But at the same time, we changed completely our way of thinking about the unity of Italy. Now we support this unity. And especially after the Second Vatican Council, we try to follow the Church and following the innovations and following also theologically, trying to go with the Church where the Second Vatican Council tried to lead the Church.
In your website, it talks about being founded as a magazine to combat secular modern mentality, to try and reaffirm the authority of the Church. Do you still see this as one of the goals of the journal?
Well, in a sense, there is a style which is very militant. So we like to talk about very interesting topics, which are very important for the time being. But we try to build bridges. This is our main goal, to build bridges between the Church and the world. So as a Jesuits, we are called by the popes, especially Paul VI and also Benedict XVI, to be where are the trenches, the boundaries. So these are our places, the favorite places of the Jesuits. So as a La Civiltà Cattolica, we try to be there.
You now have, of course, the first Jesuit Pope in history. How is this going to influence, change perhaps, the work that you do here?
This is very exciting for us, of course, and was completely unexpected. When I heard the name Georgium Marium, I had a stroke. I was in St. Peter's Square and I asked, what does it mean for us to have a Jesuit Pope? We are proud to have him as a Pope, but at the same time, our relationship with the Church and with the Pope is going to be exactly the same relationship we always had in the past times with the Church and the Pope. But of course, his formation was shaped by the Jesuit spirituality, so we are going to be more attentive, to be more Jesuit, in a sense.
You also have a strong relationship with the Vatican itself, in the sense that before publication, every edition is sent to be revised, checked, some would say censored, by the Secretary of State.
I could say that we are tuned with the Secretary of State, which means that what we write, in a sense, is certified. So we are not official at all, but we are authoritative.
Do you ever have differences of opinion, though? What happens if there is changes that need to be made?
At first, I have to say that everyone here in the House has a different opinion from the opinion of the others. So we, as a Jesuit, we don't have one vision. So we try to talk together, to shape a way of thinking, but we think different things. We have different visions. So this unity comes at first from inside and is the hardest step of our work, but it's very exciting also. And I never had problems with the Secretary of State. I mean, we talk, and that's great. I mean, we can do a good job, and it's very important for us because this way we could say that what we write is authoritative, is certified. So it's a great gift for us.
But it's also perhaps helping to shape the way the Vatican thinks and responds to different issues.
We try to help them, I mean, to be at the service of the Church. So I don't know exactly, but I hope so, and I hope we can help in a way, in a simple, modest way, the Church to think, especially questions that are emerging.
How many of you are there here working on the magazine?
We are seven in the what we call Collegio degli Scrittori, which means the board of the writers. Just seven, but there are also other seven Jesuits who are more than 75, who work also for us. And for example, there's a father who is 92, and he writes very well. He's so interesting, simple to read, but at the same time so profound. So we are very proud to have them with us. But also we try to ask other Jesuits from all over the world to write for us. So in a sense, our board of writers is the entire Society of Jesus.
Are you trying to become more international?
Yes, exactly. This is our vision. The Society of Jesus is an international body. So our vision can't be just Italian or just European. So we like to be more international. So we are building bridges with other countries, with other reviews and other Jesuits, especially Jesuits who work in the universities around the world.
You're presenting this all-new look, Civiltà Cattolica, together with its online edition. How important is the paper version, if you like, in an era when people are increasingly turning to the digital technologies?
Well, we are trying not to choose just one platform. So we want to keep going to publish a printed review, but at the same time, we want to reach other people. So we decided to go online on the tablets. So we are going to be on iPad, iPhone, and Android, and Windows 8, and Kindle Fire. So every platform, every tablet can have an application called Civiltà Cattolica for downloading our contents.
For free?
No, of course. Our subscribers will be able to download on their tablets the issues of La Civiltà Cattolica. So we try to offer the online service as a service, exactly. And for us, it's very important also to be on not only on the tablets, but also on Twitter and Facebook, because I think that communication is changing. And until some years ago, the communication was just broadcasting. And now it's a sharing. So you know things if you share things with others. So this is very important. You can do that on the social networks.
Are you trying, therefore, to reach a broader audience, perhaps a much younger audience than before?
Yes, we like to reach younger audience, and not just Catholic audience, but also a broader audience. Our language is very simple, but at the same time, the writers are specialists in the many fields. So we are trying, yes, to broaden our readership. So this is one of our main goals.
Finally, just give us an idea of what sort of subject matter you deal with. It's not just about the Church, is it?
Not at all. We try to not to talk about just theology and the life of the Church. Of course, there is a specific place in the review where we talk about the life of the Church. But it's just that. We usually talk about politics, economics, arts, literature, music, sports even sometimes, and science. So we're trying to understand the contemporary world enlightened by the light of the faith, So in a sense, our mission is to read the world from a Christian point of view.
My thanks there to Jesuit Father Antonio Spadaro, editor of La Civiltà Cattolica.